Wendy Snyder here in for Bob Surratt, and extremely local news. Let's check it out with Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's get right into the thick of it. There are some women in Logan Square who are very generous. Explain.
Yes, this is something you do not hear every day, but as many people know, Logan Square housing prices in the neighborhood have taken off. It's hard to find anything for under $1 million in the neighborhood these days, especially a single-family home of any kind. So longtime residents, Sally Heyman and Ann Cheese, they're 76 and 73 years old, and they've been longtime community activists. They've lived in the neighborhood for more than 20 years. And they are donating their homes to a land trust, which will help younger families with roots in the area become homeowners, which means it will not, these houses will not be flipped to a developer. They will just go be sold at like lower prices to folks who qualify for affordable housing in the area. They were valued at more than $1.5 million,
wow.
But they just said, we don't need any of that. They're downsizing, moving into somewhere smaller, and they wanted to make the neighborhood accessible like it was when they moved in.
Wow, that takes a special someone, does it not?
Really, yeah, it really does. Like, that's extremely generous.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, that's good news. There's an old-school Italian spot that I have never heard of, Mart Anthony's.
I'm so glad we did this story because I want everyone to know about Mart Anthony's. Our freelancer, Lisa Seamus, she has started going in there on Wednesdays, and they started a new tradition called Wine Wednesdays, where customers can bring in their own bottle of wine, and everyone kind of lines up at the bar and does a wine tasting.
Cute!
It's an old school Italian place. The food is fantastic. The vibes are immaculate. It's just such a classic Chicago place that you don't see much of anymore. There's nothing trying to be trendy about it. It's just been in the same family since 1981. And it's just a classic Chicago place. Super friendly, super great Italian food. Highly recommend it. And Wednesdays are apparently the day to go in if you want to try a bunch of different wines and bring a bottle of your own.
And it's Mart, M-A-R-T, Mart Anthony's.
Yes, it's short for Marty, the original owner of the place. But I don't know why he just called it Mart, but he did.
And that's 1200 West Hubbard Street in River West. And then in Wicker Park, there's what's going on with Clara?
Clara is a new cocktail bar that took over the former Tapster location under the Blue Line at 2027 West North Avenue. I don't know if you remember Tapster, but it had basically dozens and dozens of beer taps. It was a very kind of like more sporty and casual and beer place. It's gone in the total opposite direction with Clara, which is going to be a lot of craft cocktails, natural wines, and in the front of the bar, they're going to have classical music and jazz, including live music. They figure the front of the bar will be kind of a quiet place where you can have a drink, listen to the music, and then in the back, there's more of a chatty environment where you can have a cocktail and meet with friends. It's open now, and they are hoping to start music in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for what's on the lineup there.
And Jen, are you Irish for St. Patrick's Day? Because everybody is.
I am. I'm Italian, but I am a splash Irish, and I live in Beverly, so everyone in Beverly is officially Irish.
I'm half Italian. I mentioned earlier that I started rewatching The Sopranos 25 years later. You have seen it, right?
Oh, yes. I watched it in high school, I believe.
Yeah, when it first came out. And I just started watching it again. And, you know, the theme of The Sopranos is so catchy. And then when I'm trying to see if my son has time to watch with my husband and I, we just kind of go, ba-na-na-na-na. And I just have given this earworm to everyone. And I want to continue it. That's why I'm bringing it up now, because I can't stop going, ba-na-na-na-na.
Well, thank you. And I'm actually due for a rewatch, so that just puts it at the top of my list.
Yes, this is the absolute first time. I can't believe I waited 25 years to rewatch it, and I forgot everything. So
it's such a great show. It was, you know, the first of its kind, really.
And David Chase, I was just reading, drew on experiences from his personal life when he was writing scenes for The Sopranos. For instance, Lorraine Bracco, who's awesome, Dr. Melfi, she was based on David Chase's therapist, and Tony's mother, Livia, oh, poor you, was influenced by David Chase's mother. So that is pretty fascinating.
But thankfully, she wasn't alive to see that portrayal.
I know. All right, well, have a good weekend. You can find out more at blockclubchicago.org. Jen, have a great weekend.
You too, Wendy. Thanks so much.